I am not a sports fan. My school sports career began and ended with the sack race. But the sight of the refugee Olympics team walking into the stadium behind the Olympic flag was genuinely moving. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. The IOC refugee Olympic team first took part in the Rio Olympics in 2016.
Refugee Olympic team!
Olympics president Thomas Bach in Rio.
You are sending a message of hope to all the many millions of refugees around the globe.
There were 10 members in the refugee team in Rio. This year, there are 29.
Swimming, Alaa Maso, Isra Madini, athletics, Dorian Keletela, Rose Likonyen, James Nyang, Angelina Nadal.
Every athlete arrives at the Olympics hoping to do their nation proud. An Indian medal winner thanked the billion prayers of all Indians. The refugee cannot rely on the prayers of their countrymen and women. They have no state backing them. Angelina Nadai Lohalit fled war-torn South Sudan with her aunt in 2002 as a child. She didn't see her parents for almost two decades, according to the Olympics website.
I don't have my sisters, my brothers that I used to stay with. I don't have my parents. So most of the time I used to cry.
She ran her personal best in Tokyo in the 1500 meter. Saeed Fazlullah used to compete in canoeing under the Iranian flag. He left after death threats.
I missed two-time Olympic, London and Rio. And this time I think it's my last chance. I'm dreaming every day about Olympic, you know.
Yusra Mardini fled war in Syria on a boat which broke down.
The trip from Syria to Germany was really tough, and we almost drowned. If I wasn't a swimmer, it would have been like really terrorizing.
She came to Tokyo as a swimmer. Cyril Chatchet II, who fled Cameroon, contemplated suicide when he found himself destitute, living under a bridge in the UK. Weightlifting, he says, helped save his life.
My dream weight to lift about 190 kilogram snatch and 230 kilogram clean and jerk.
The UNHCR estimates that at the end of 2020, there were 82.4 million forcibly displaced people worldwide, 35 million of them children. The Tokyo Olympics, more than any other, are being hailed as a triumph of the resilience of the human spirit because of the pandemic. But if anything truly symbolizes the resilience of the human spirit, it is perhaps the refugee Olympic team. IOC President Bach.
You had to flee from your homes because of violence, hunger, or just because you were different.
COVID has overshadowed everything else, these Olympics. But the Games are also taking place under the shadow of havoc wrought by extreme weather. There have been wildfires raging in Oregon, while torrential rains, not seen in 100 years, submerged Henan in China. Today's Olympic refugee comes from known hotspots of civil war and political strife like Syria or Darfur or Congo. But tomorrow's refugee athletes might welcome from our own backyards, driven out of their homes by climate change. Though the environmental refugee still falls outside the definition put forth by the 1951 UN Convention. Whether they win any medals or not, the refugee holds up a mirror to a world coming apart all around us. And coming as they do from all over the world, and increasingly so in the future, they will embody the interlinked rings on the Olympics flag more than anybody else. As swimmer Yusra Mardini puts it.
A team that belongs to everyone. Because the starting line doesn't care who we are, only that we face it together.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.